Chances are, when you look back on today many years from now, you aren't going to remember the speeches that were made. What you're going to remember is that your family was here, and that your friends were here, and that the parties tonight felt weirdly poignant, and that moving your tassel from one side to the other wasn't quite as climactic as you'd imagined it would be. And you're definitely going to remember all the work you put in to get here. And you're going to remember how all of these things made you feel on this particular Monday. So thank you, everyone, parents, teachers, friends, for coming out today and being the substance of those real human moments that we're all going to remember for a very long time. I should probably still give this speech, though. Anything that I say about Lewis and Clark College is restricted by the limitations of my singular perspective. I'm only one student, and although it's true my life here has been fundamentally shaped and directed by the web of people around me, my professors, roommates, coworkers, peers, I can't speak for all of us, and I wouldn't want to. So I think for me to stand up here and try to say something about the essence of Lewis and Clark College, or what it is like to go through what each of us has been through over the past 4 years, would be to disrespect the irreducible diversity of experiences that make up the histories and mental lives of all the amazing young people sitting in front of me. But no matter how we got here, we have come together today for this milestone. We're all graduating. And I think all of us are proud of how far we've come since freshman year, or maybe kindergarten. And I think all of us are scared. And if I can succeed at one thing in this speech, I hope it is to make you feel a little less alone in that. But again, I am only one person. And so when I was racking my mind and my heart for what I ought to say to all of you, I came to understand that the best I can do is to say aloud what I wish someone would say to me, what I need to hear on my graduation day. I'm going to start by telling you about a conversation. On that terribly dark Wednesday night last November, when threats of racial violence surfaced anonymously on our campus, my roommate and I had gone to council chambers where students were gathering in solidarity against the proliferation of hate and fear. And when the gathering began to disperse and we were walking out, I looked at her and there were just tears streaming down her face. And I'd never seen her cry before. Through all the strife and stress of day-to-day life as a young, uncertain person going to school in Portland, Oregon in 2016, I had never really even seen her unhappy, which I think is unusual. She's a really remarkable person, but now she was crying and we sat down in the rain and she looked at me and she said, "How can this happen? How can this happen here at Lewis and Clark, our home, our safest of all places? The world is just too dark, and I feel so sad and so frightened and so powerless to make it any brighter." And I think these words were important because they echo a story that our culture has been telling about us, the millennials, especially our demographic of highly educated liberal arts millennials. And it's a story that characterizes our generation in a really poor light. If you type "millennials are" into Google, which I think is a pretty millennial thing to do, the first three suggestions are millennials are idiots, millennials are lazy, and millennials are the worst. And here we are, part of that demographic, graduating seniors, about to go out into this world that is telling us in insidious ways every day, if you have high self-esteem, if you think you can achieve something, make a difference, it's because you're spoiled and thoughtless and self-entitled, and just plain stupid. But even if I feel that way about myself sometimes, when I look around me, that is not what I see. I look at all of you, and I see people who are ruthlessly self-critical and self-aware, who are always pushing themselves, yet at the same time are intensely mindful and deeply compassionate. I see people who have been superbly educated, who have become so articulate and so cooperative, who have incredible gifts to offer the world, and who, when they fall down, pick themselves up again and keep going. I see good people, kind people, young people with that certain flavor of young people wisdom. Most of all, I see people who are trying, and I don't think you have been given half the credit you deserve because I have seen my friends and my peers internalize narratives of failure and self-hate and despair because they don't think they are good enough for the world. But honestly, when I wake up in the morning and I'm feeling as though everything is too dark and I'm too small and too confused to make anything better instead of worse, I think about what I see in all of you every day, the acts of kindness, the self-sacrifice, the tolerance, and the love, even in dark times, especially in dark times. And that's what gets me out of bed. I'm serious, it's you. And it kills me that we might be going into a world that wants to make you feel guilty about having aspirations and ashamed about your intellect and embarrassed about your optimism that you can make a difference. Because that story is being told by people who want you to feel weak, and it is not true, but if you believe it, it will become true. And the wonderful, bright gift of the person you could become if only you believed in yourself and persevered and did not back down in the face of uncertain and frightening times and just played it safe for the rest of your life, that gift will be lost. Lewis and Clark, as an institution and as a community, is not always perfect, and neither are we, but this school has given us so much over the past 4 years. Tools for the future, power we can use for good. But in order to use that power, you must recognize that you have it, and you must believe you can use it with humility and with virtue. And you need to be suspicious of anyone who would have you believe otherwise, even if that person is you, especially if that person is you. So here we are, the Lewis and Clark class of 2016. Today I am graduating from college, and I'm speaking to myself as much as to all of you on this amazing, terrifying, regular Monday. Because someone needs to say this. Someone needs to say, yes, you're graduating. Yes, there is a long road ahead and it will be hard, but you can find meaning and you can find happiness and fulfillment and love and self-worth. So don't succumb to the thoughts and the voices that will tell you otherwise, even if they are always there around you or in the back of your mind, even if they will always be there. You have to believe in yourself, because if you don't, you are going to diminish yourself and diminish yourself until there isn't anything left. But, you know, if you don't believe in yourself just yet, that's okay. There's still room for you. There's still time. All you have to do right now is just keep going and keep trying and have hope. Hope makes things brighter. So congratulations on graduating from college. We are all so proud of you. Thank you.